Thanks for tuning into Heavy, where we bring you the latest interviews with local, national, and international artists. Today's victim is...
Hey, Tim Ripper Owens here, and I have sang for everybody, and I sing for everybody. So I'm coming to Australia pretty soon. October 14th, we're starting a tour there, the Metal Gods Tour.
That's the one, Metal Gods.
Simon Wright, and myself, and a bunch of our friends, and we're doing some Judas Priest and Dio. So let's do it.
Very good. Thanks for joining us today, Tim.
Good to be back with you, buddy.
Always, my friend. So as you mentioned yourself and Simon Wright, we'll be starting the Metal Gods Tour of Australia October 14. Like, I know the fans over here are getting excited, mate. I've seen so much talk and chatter about it, but how are you feeling, mate? Are you pumped?
I'm ready for it. Yeah, I haven't played with a show with Simon for a while, so it's going to be a lot of fun, you know, and I haven't been to Australia in a few years now. So, you know, it's always fun celebrating Ronnie Dio. I mean, it's always a good time. I love it. It's always a challenge and it's a good time. So, you know, singing the Judas Priest stuff is right up my wheelhouse, but right up my alley. But the Dio stuff is, but it's a fun night of music. I mean, we got so many great songs and the fans are going to love it.
So for those out of the loop, Metal God is a new project featuring yourself, Simon, James Morley and John McDonald playing hits and classics from Judas Priest, Dio, Black Sabbath and Rainbow. So where did the initial idea come from to join forces all you guys?
Well, I think James did. I mean, we did a tour a while back there doing it with an orchestra, and we celebrated AC/DC, and we did a one-off show at the end, and you know, we did it, and it was a great time. So James, ever since then, has been trying to get it, and it was the same lineup, you know, with Joel and James, and it was really good, and they're such good players. It was a great time. So I think and Simon was there, and I think the wheels turned then to try to get this thing, you know, done, you know. And then when we were getting close to maybe thinking about doing it, then COVID hit, so it kind of threw it off for a few years, But James really is he's spearheading this whole thing.
Yeah, good on him. So you've got, across those bands, mate, there's so many songs that you can choose from. So what criteria did you use for song selection?
Well, James starts sending the first set list, and I'm like, oh, no, we're not doing that. James was like a kid in a candy store. You know, you got to try to get everything, you know, but, you know, I wanted to make sure with Priest, we did a couple of my era Judas Priest songs, and, you know, you got to do the classics and the hits. That's what this show is about. You know, with Dio, you want to do some Rainbow and some Sabbath and some Dio. And you want to just try to put a set list together that's fun and exciting. Yet, you know, you don't want to die up on stage by these, you know, because, you know, you start getting into some of these Dio songs, you're like, holy shit, man, this is you know, this is the tough set list. So it's and it's two different vocal styles. So to switch from singing Priest and Dio, it's a, you know, I don't know if we talked about this before, but it really could be a tear on my voice. You know, Dio is one thing. I can sing a night of Dio, but then trying to get the high notes in a falsetto, you know, some of that Dio stuff might just squish those high notes and get them out of there. So you just got to make a fun set list. I mean, this isn't a deep cut set list. You know, this isn't going back. I mean, we're going to be doing, like I said, Rainbow and Sabbath and Dio and all that, but it's going to be the fun ones that even the casual fan will know most of these songs. You know, you might have somebody there that might be the fan of Dio's Holy Diver and not know some of Kill the King or whatever, something like that. But this is a good set list, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that the vocal ranges are different throughout the two. So are you going to be doing them in blocks? Are you going to do Judas and then Dio and then Sabbath, or are you going to mix them all up?
We're going to mix them all up, you know. At first, I thought maybe we should come out and do a set of Priest and then do a set of Dio, but we're just going to mix it up. We finalized the set list to learn the songs, but we haven't put the actual set list together in order, you know? So I think, you know, that will be something Simon and I will have the big say on, you know, especially Simon too, to make sure, you know, it's good for him to come from one song to another. You know, you always got to make sure that it makes the drummer happy. And I know Simon's not happy with me half the time I put set lists together. He's like, come on, man. What the hell are you doing here? You're killing me. You know, I'll go make him do Painkiller 1 second and go into Scream Machine when I did solo. And he's like, that's just, what are you doing? So we'll be putting that together and having a lot of say. I mean, we'll all put it together.
Yeah.
But I think the final say will be Simon and myself and making sure that we can, we're going to be all right with it.
Yeah. And you mentioned also doing the Judas Priest songs from your era and from Rob Halford's era. So when you're singing those songs, is there much of a difference vocally for you doing it?
No. No, I mean, sometimes some of my songs are tougher because I've recorded songs to stretch my ability, or, you know, Glenn would be stretching my ability. So sometimes they could, you know, be harder. But I think most of these are pretty classic songs. You know, I think probably we'll probably do like Burn in Hell and One on One. I can't remember what the exact set list is, but that's probably what we'll do for my era. Mm-hmm. And not tough songs. And again, I try to, you know, most of them, if they're the hit and the classic songs, are usually not that difficult, you know. But I mean, I say that. We'll find out if it's going to be difficult or not.
Find out after the first show in Brisbane.
Yeah. I'm not a spring chicken anymore, so I got to make sure I got the set list right.
You're looking good though, mate. You're looking young and virile.
Yeah, 55, just about 55 in a couple of days, so.
Get amongst it. So from a personal perspective, mate, like you released your latest single Embattled last month, so how's the reception been for that?
It's been great, you know. I mean, I think people are just going to really dig it. I mean, if they're into the real mellow part of my career, then they might not dig it quite as much because this album is pretty heavy. This EP is pretty heavy. You know, it's right off the bat, it starts with a really fast song, and, you know, then we'll probably go into Embattled, and then it's got a couple more fast songs. I mean, Embattled is from second from being the mellowest song on the record.
Wow.
It's really good. It's, you know, it's, you know, the whole part about Jamie Johnston and I talking about this is he wanted to capture what I did a lot in my early career and what I did with Beyond Fear and what I did with Jugulator. His main part when he first talked to me was like, man, we got to do something to capitalize what you did on Jugulator because it was brutal and it was great and the vocals on there. And that was his big thing. And so, you know, people know me that I can sing a lot of different styles of music. And this is probably one of my favorite ways to sing on this record. I like the straightforward, brutal metal that's still melodic. And because it gives you bigger range, you can sing heavy as hell, but you can take it down and sing mellow. You can sing high, clear notes, rasp. I mean, it widens it even more, you know? So I think people are really going to love it. I mean, we'll be releasing a new single coming up, a new video, lyric video. And then, you know, we're going to try to get the EP out as soon as we can. Originally, we were shooting for the end of October. I don't know if we're going to make that. I mean, it's done and everything's finalized, but we're just trying to get it out.
Cool. And you mentioned Jamie Justin before, who, of course, is from Hatebreed. So he actually produced the EP. So what does he bring to it? What sorts of things does he help out with?
Well, you know, he did Dee Snider's last couple records, and they were a lot heavier for Dee, and I think they were some of the best stuff I've heard from Dee in ages. It was such a fantastic, that's what really, I'm like, man, let's do that. I think he just was sending me stuff that was, like I said, more aggressive and heavier, but true to my vocal ability, you know, kind of like, this is what I want you to do. And people know that I'm a big fan of heavy guitar riffs and heavy music, you know, and normal vocals. You know, I'm not the cookie cutter guy, but I can do that. Yeah. You know, I know probably on Dee's record, Jamie probably sang some backups to give him some maybe a heavy part that needed that part, you know, that was in the background. I think Jamie was probably like, hell yeah, I don't have to do it on Ripper's record because he can do it himself. But that being said, Jamie would send the vocal ideas that he had for songs and we would go back and forth. And they were fantastic as singing. There was a song he sent me. The last track, I can't remember the name of it offhand, the last track on the record, and I couldn't capture what he was doing at the beginning of the song. It's just, you know, you had your time, nothing in the world, and I'm like, I can't do it. This sounds like him. He just had this certain thing to it. So I think Jamie enjoys doing things like this because he brings out other parts of the music, probably parts that he grew up listening to. You know, it's like me. I grew up listening to heavy Testament and Slayer and Anthrax and Metallica, but also Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, and everybody else. And that was probably the same with him. You know, Jamie grew up listening to hardcore, but he also was listening to Priest and Maiden and all that stuff as well.
So what's the chance of you slipping in one of your own songs in the set list for Metal Gods, mate, just to give it a bit of a promo?
Well, I would like to. It's probably too late to tell these guys to do it now. I know that I have some solo shows coming up in November in California and Tijuana, and I put that song in the set list. I put Embattled in the set list, and I'll probably start from this moment on. I'll probably start putting it in because it's a fun. That's a good song live. You know, it's short and it's straightforward, and I think it's a really good song to play live. So I'll start putting. From here on, I'm going to try to start rebranding myself as just Ripper, and because it's not Ripper Owens on this or Timber Bronze, it's Ripper and the logo. And I think I'll probably start doing a lot of this stuff, you know, and hopefully I'll do a tour that the main part is stuff from this, you know.
Cool. So as good as we know Metal Gods sounds, mate, and as good as it's going to be, I'm sure there's some people out there who are going to be skeptical. So what will you say to people who are sitting on the fence about coming?
Well, if they're going to be skeptical and complain, they could just go to Blabbermouth and do that like they like to do. I mean, listen, people are going to be – they're going to complain anyways about the name, about the set list, about whatever. But anybody that is skeptical about this, they don't know what they're talking about because this is a fun time. This isn't – listen, I play originals in my stuff. I tour playing songs from my career. This is a fun night. This is fun – for the fans to come out of Judas Priest and Dio and the fans of heavy metal to come out and have fun. I mean, that's what this is about. If you want to sit home and, you know, feed your cat and, you know, whatever you want to do at home, play with yourself or watch soap operas, you can do that. Or if you want to go out and listen to some heavy metal and have a good time and maybe bring back some good memories or this is a fun show. It's a good time.
Yeah. Beautiful. All right, Tim. Thanks for your time today, mate. Pleasure speaking to you again. I look forward to seeing you in about 5 weeks and catching up for that beer.
You got it, buddy. Can't wait to see you.
Take care, Ray. Happy birthday to you for a few days.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
No worries, man. See you soon.